Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, Kev. It's your favorite president, Donald J. Trump. I was just talking to some people after New Hampshire, and they were telling me that maybe I should try my hand at stand-up. So I wanted to get your feedback on my audition tape. Tell me what you think.
You know, we won New Hampshire three times now. Three. We win it every time. We win the primary. We win the generals. We've won it, and it's a very, very special place to me. It's very important. If you remember, in 2016, we came here, and we needed that winner. We won by 21 points, and it was great. And today, I have to tell you, it was very interesting because I said, wow, what a great victory. But then somebody ran up to the stage all dressed up nicely when it was at 7. But now I just walked up, and it's at 14. She ran up when it was 7, and, you know, we have to do what's good for our party. And she was up, and I said, wow, she's doing like a speech like she won. She didn't win. She lost. And, you know, last week we had a little bit of a problem. And if you remember, Ron was very upset because she ran up and she pretended she won Iowa. I looked around. I said, didn't she come in third? Yeah, she came in third. And then I looked at the polls. She was talking about most winnability, who's going to win. And I had one put up. I don't know if you see it, but I have one put up. We've won almost every single poll in the last 3 months against crooked Joe Biden. Almost every poll. And she doesn't win those polls. And she doesn't win those. This is not your typical victory speech, but let's not have somebody take a victory when she had a very bad night. She had a very bad night. And you have the now very unpopular governor of this state. This guy, he's got to be on something. I've never seen anybody with energy. He's like hopscotch. And you know, I'm watching this guy, and 2 weeks ago I said, we're going to win, we're going to win in the landslide, we're going to win. About 3 days ago, so I said, well, we want to do well. That's a big difference. But I walked out just now, we're 14 points up, and I don't know what it's going to be. But when she was up here, it was like 6 or 7, and, you know, with like 7% of the vote counted. Now, let me just tell you, we had an unbelievable week last week in Iowa. We set a record. It was the best in the history of the caucus, in the history. And I remember I sort of had the same feeling. I'm up and I'm watching, and I said, she's taking a victory lap. And we beat her so badly. But Ron beat her also. You know, Ron came in second and he left. She came in third and she's still hanging around.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Don't forget to vote. And now, it's
somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Failing Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Honey and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight, Decision 24 with Dr. Monica Crowley. A man named Kevin and his ordinary angel. An economic war you're unaware of, Dean Haskin weighs in. Sketch comedy, Joe Biden writes a song that makes the whole world cry. And the origin of the cheeseburger burrito, along with Ann Wilson in the spotlight. Now, from Times Square, where even after buying them all the first round, Nikki Haley still couldn't lock down the Pizza Rat Union endorsement, here's that.
Turns out the pizza Pizza Rat endorsement is going to be very hard to get this year because they didn't give it to Trump yet either. The key is they don't want leftover pizza. They want fresh pies. So whoever's going to try to get that locked up, and you know, New York's going to be in play. Nikki Haley won't be in the race by the time the primary comes to New York. It's not going to be possible. But it is going to be in play in the general election. And that's why it's going to be interesting to see exactly where we all go from here. Welcome to the weekend. Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier than to have you with us. Have you felt like you were walking a little bit in like rarefied air this week? Like the way other people saw certain things that happened didn't quite make sense to you. I say that because you heard the opening cold open sketch there with the former president trying his hand at stand-up. And I thought, it's really funny. I thought that speech showed humor. I thought that there was a lot of, good naturedness about it. I mean, when this guy wants to be nasty, he has been nasty in the past. He can call people nasty names and do nasty, and he didn't do any of that with her. But did you see her social media? Oh, man. The Nikki Haley social media machine. I don't know. Just tonight she heard that this show was going to have the president's speech on. And so she's swamper's going to swamp. That's okay. That's not that far removed from what she said just right after the election was over the other night. Thank you, New Hampshire. I came in last, but thank you. No, seriously, I guess she could take some solace that she got more votes than Joe Biden on the other side, because he only had like 69,000 votes, and she got 100,000 plus. But Trump got 170,000, and she spent gobs more money there than him, and spent a lot of time there. I mean, this was her Iowa. This was Ron DeSantis spent all of his money in Iowa. Nikki Haley spent all of her money in New Hampshire, and then she got some Ron DeSantis money. Actually, it's just the Never Trump money. And they came looking for whoever was left standing, and they said, okay, we'll give it to Nikki. So that's what happened there. But thank you, New Hampshire! This is why I thought Trump's speech the other night was just hilarious. I thought he didn't even look angry. People talk about how angry he was. Oh, and she was like, she was this week, well, he gave a nasty victory speech. I just played for you the nastiest part of the victory speech. And then she said, well, he didn't talk about the American people or what they're going through. And then right after what I played for you, he went on and talked about the American people and what he's going to do for them for the next 4 years. She is in la-la land, people. I don't know what she's doing, but it ain't normal. And whatever it is mind-bending. So, you know, be careful there, Nick. But I want to get to this other thing, because this is equally hilarious. She has said all week long, she's been doing this on social media all week. She's had a dozen of these posts if she's had one. But it's all about the establishment. I have been fighting the establishment forever. I'm the one that's going against the establishment. I'm going to the establishment, blah, blah, blah. I just do me a favor. On the commercial break, walk outside, go to your neighbor's house, ask them, knock on the door. Do you think that Donald Trump is considered the establishment? Ask any person in America if they think that Donald Trump is the establishment. You know, the guy connected with all the deep pockets, the Koch brothers, all the DeSantis money, all the Haley money, all the PAC money, all the people that have been trying to kick his fanny out of politics since he came down that escalator all those years ago. Do you think anybody in America thinks that he's the establishment? You know who doesn't think he's the establishment? Joe Biden. Joe Biden. MAGA. MAGA Republicans. MAGA this. MAGA that. I thought it was genius what Trump did on Monday. He goes, very calm. And he's so much more calm. He's so much more chill on the campaign trail this year than he was the last two times. But he just very calmly says from the podium, do you think that making America great is a bad thing? is make, because that's what MAGA stands for, make America great again. Do you think that making America a good place is bad? Look, I want my teachers to make children's learning experiences great. I want my banker to make my investments great. I want my bride to make our romantic life great and the cooking in the kitchen. I want my mechanic to make my car great. And I want my president to make my country great. I don't understand how we'd walk around MAGA extremists. Yes, we're extreme about wanting an awesome country. How terrible is that? But Nikki Haley's trying to make you think that Donald Trump is the establishment just because he's undefeated and in record form steamrolling her through the primary. I don't get it, but that's her take. Coming right back, we got a huge show. Don't you go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's that Kevin show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
Hey, welcome back. My next guest is no stranger to that Kevin show. In fact, she was one of our very first guests nearly a year ago now, as we've gone into our second season. And I am very excited to welcome her back, especially on such an auspicious week. Earlier this week, the former president wrapped up a second big win in his attempt to retake the presidency. We're talking about the New Hampshire primary, of course, and what lies ahead with Dr. Monica Crowley. Hello, lady.
Hey, Kevin. Great to be back with you.
You got it. This week, we took another step towards what is sure to be a somewhat tumultuous year news-wise, and I continue to be a little bit amazed at how effortlessly, and I know it's not, but effortlessly, it looks like Donald Trump is going from courtrooms to the campaign trail to acceptance speeches to huge oversized turnout crowds that are showing up for him. What were your takeaways from New Hampshire this week?
You know, it really is amazing. Donald Trump is like a superhero. And I mean that in all sincerity. I don't know where he gets the energy, Kevin, to do this. I mean, he really does have some sort of superhuman reservoir of energy here to keep going, because he'll go from a rally in Iowa to a New York courthouse to a rally in New Hampshire and then back again and then back to Palm Beach, Florida to Mar-a-Lago. And I honestly don't know how he does it. But he's doing it, and it's quite incredible, because what we have seen this week and then previously in Iowa is an historic comeback. Now, as you know, we've talked about it. My very first job was for another man very famous for his comeback, Richard Nixon. And I worked with him during the last years of his life, where he had a third comeback after Watergate in his post-presidential years. Donald Trump is giving Richard Nixon a run for his money in terms of being the master of American comebacks. And when he wins in November, Kevin, he's going to trump Nixon in terms of comebacks. That's for sure. But what
no
we
pun
saw
intended.
What we saw in New Hampshire just adds to the historical nature of what Donald Trump is doing, because Trump now is the only non-incumbent Republican candidate to have won both Iowa and New Hampshire, and he did it with over 50% of the vote in both places. He did it without doing a single debate, and he did it without the backing of the Republican governors in those states. It is absolutely mind-blowing what he's doing. But remember, Donald Trump is not just a garden variety candidate, Kevin. He is leading a movement. And that, among many things, is what sets him apart.
Well, let me get to that, because there's a couple of things that you unpacked there that I had intended to ask you about anyway. So let's start with Nixon. He, you know, had to campaign after losing the presidency. He had to get back out on the trail and make his case to the American people. He had not been president previously, so it's not an exact correlation to the Trump scenario. But are there similarities that you have identified in Trump losing in 2020? I don't think that he lost. I think that that COVID rigged the game in a lot of different ways. But do you see similarities in what has happened to the man in the interim of not being the candidate the last go around and what he's doing now?
Yeah, you know, remember, Richard Nixon was vice president for 8 years under Eisenhower, and then in 1960, he ran for president on his own against JFK, and Nixon did not lose that election either. the way Trump did not lose the 2020 election. Democrats are very good at election fraud, as we know, and they've been doing it for decades. So Nixon then spent the next 6 years in what he called his wilderness years. And what he did is pretty close to what Donald Trump has done over the last 4 years, which is stay relevant to the political scene, stay engaged with the voters, and travel around the country giving out endorsements, doing fundraisers, doing speeches for other Republican candidates around the country, so that when he was ready to run again in 1968, like Donald Trump in 2024, he had all of these favors to call in. This is how politics works. So Nixon was very smart about that. Donald Trump has been very smart about it as well, which is why he's able to pull off these incredible wins without necessarily the infrastructure of a traditional candidate,
right.
Meaning not just the campaign infrastructure that a traditional candidate like a Ron DeSantis had, but also without sort of the traditional backing of all of the Republican, you know, traditional establishment Republicans, which is what DeSantis had. We're in a completely different universe. So Nixon was operating in a more establishment kind of traditional structure, even though he, like Trump, was an outsider, Kevin. But Trump has remade the party, and he's remade how to do this. But only Donald Trump can pull that off because he's got one thing that no other candidate has, and he developed it organically. He's got an emotional bond with the voters, not political, not intellectual, emotional, and that is unbreakable. And that is really the thing at base that's powering his candidacy through.
We're speaking with Dr. Monica Crowley. You should hear her podcast, The Monica Crowley Podcast. You can get it anywhere podcasts are offered, and multiple time bestselling author. Honored to have her with us. Monica, I was thinking, and I didn't hear anybody else mention it on election night. I did coverage for Salem News Channel and a couple of other outlets, but I cannot help but draw the irony that Nikki Haley, in the 24 hours after New Hampshire, continued to spam her social media feed with all of this, I've always bucked the establishment, and the establishment doesn't like me, and I'm going to kick the establishment in South Carolina. And it's like she's trying to pitch herself as the establishment, the anti-establishment candidate. Donald Trump in Iowa had to defeat the endorsement of their sitting Republican governor. To defeat Nikki Haley in New Hampshire, he had to defeat the endorsement of the sitting Republican governor. I don't see where Donald Trump has establishment backing. What I see is he has the backing of the voters. Republican voters like this guy. And the establishment, if you want to call the elected class the establishment in South Carolina, tend to be very MAGA in their approach to their politics currently, where he has the endorsement of the entire delegation. So she's down 30 points. If she loses worse in South Carolina than she did in Iowa, is this the end of her career?
Yeah, because if you lose your home state, Kevin, it is, you know, that's your political obituary. I mean, you cannot lose your home state and then say, well, I'm going to run again in 4 years. It really doesn't work that way. If you can't beat the leading contender in your own party, in your own state, voters say, well, then how are you going to beat the CCP out of Beijing? How are you going to beat the Iranian mullahs out of Tehran? How are you going to beat Putin out of Moscow? It just the logic does not follow.
Which is why a lot of people have observed that Ron DeSantis was very smart and very just genius in getting out when he did. As we're coming right back with Dr. Monica Crowley.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. update. Former President Donald Trump ordered to pay E. Jean Carroll a whopping total of $83 million in damages for defaming her. Trump taking to Truth Social, saying the verdict is ridiculous and he will be appealing. In other news, supermarkets packed with snacks, booze, and munchies ahead of a big weekend in sports. The stage now set for the top four teams in the NFL to face off on Sunday. Corey Myers now with a preview.
We find out who's taking part in the Super Bowl this weekend. On Sunday first, the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Ravens in the AFC Championship. That one's in Baltimore. Kickoff set for 3 p.m. Eastern from M&T Bank Stadium. In the NFC Championship, the Detroit Lions traveling to the West Coast to take on the San Francisco 49ers. Kickoff there 6:30 Eastern from Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Here he is from New York. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Thrilled to have you with us. Coming up in the spotlight tonight, country music star Ann Wilson. And we've also got a brand new sneak peek at a brand new Angel Studios production called Ordinary Angels. You're not going to want to miss this. Kevin Downs, the director, joins me in just a bit. But we continue with Dr. Monica Crowley. Monica, you served in the last Trump administration. You saw how things worked on the inside. KT McFarland joined me on election night this last week to kind of tell me a little bit that the way that Trump worked behind the scenes is much more kind of characteristic of his public persona on the trail. I've noticed the tone is much more conciliatory. I've noticed that the there's not a lot of bombasticness to the message. He's bringing up his former competitors and having them stand on the stage with him. He's thanking the hordes of volunteers and crowds. In Iowa, he was effusive with the giving of thanks to everyone that was around him. We seem to be seeing a gentler Donald Trump in many aspects. And I don't know if it's just that, you know, maybe the trials and the schedule is taken a little bit out of him, but he seems to be, I don't know, more settled, more calm, still intent on what his agenda is and still very much ready to fight for America to be put first. But do you sense this as well? Is there a gaining of some degree of wisdom and perspective that he's picked up in the last 4 years?
Well, yes, and there's also a certain shift in tone that I think everybody is picking up on, like you and I are as well. I mean, look, if you are competing against Donald Trump, he will destroy you because he is a consummate competitor and he wants to win. So if you are coming at him in a Republican primary like Nikki Haley is now or Ron DeSantis was prior, Chris Christie, etc., he will destroy you. I mean, he will cut you right at the knees and take no prisoners. And he will do the same for Joe Biden or whomever the Democrats decide to run. But when he is governing, when he is campaigning for votes on his own side and then the general electorate, he is going to soften his tone a bit. And here's why. In 2016, he didn't really have to do that because he needed to remain fierce because he was an untested political quantity. Right. He had never done any of this before. He had never run for anything before. And he had to show the American people that he would be a tough son of a gun as president with our enemies, both foreign and domestic, right? Now he's got a long track record of having been president for 4 years. So people know that he can be tough with our enemies, both foreign and domestic, right? So he doesn't need to demonstrate that anymore. Now I think his orientation is toward the general election. Nikki Haley is sort of an annoying gadfly at this point, and he's going to just whack her away. But his focus is on the general electorate, and he's got a couple of problematic constituencies here, including suburban women in particular, Kevin. And I think now softening the tone a little bit is going to help him and serve him very well moving forward because they're going to see a new and possibly improved Donald Trump, where he doesn't have anything to prove. All he's going to say is, I did it once before, I'm going to do it again. Booming economy, enforced border, law and order, and world peace.
It's interesting.
I don't know what people expect or want in an American president.
Well, that's such an easy list to pull off, right? I mean, everybody's got those solutions. Well, I was speaking with some of the folks from Moms for Liberty last week, and they, prior to the New Hampshire speeches, had said they wanted to hear more on the education stuff. And then in the Laconia speech going into New Hampshire, he specifically said he's going to ban DEI, he's going to ban CRT, he's going to ban gender theory, he's going to ban boys and girls sports. He started hitting nearly every single subject that those moms had said, you know, we're not saying he's not our guy. We just would like to hear more from him. And immediately it's like now in the speech, and I know that speech is going to be something that he gives another 1,000 times before November rolls around. I think he can do well with suburban women. All I think he has to do is address those really huge progressive agenda items that Biden came in and basically blackmailed the schools with on day one and says, I'm going to undo all that and your kids are going to be safe in schools again.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he is going to hit the culture wars much more aggressively now that he's a general election candidate. I think, you know, he has been talking about them over the last year, but they've been muted relative to illegal immigration, the border, national security, and the economy.
War and security and the economy kind of come a little bit before. How much can we ask of one human being? You know, it's like.
I know.
All right. Dr. Monica Crowley, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for being back with us. And we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, before the election of 2024. But thanks for being here.
You bet. Mike.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back from Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Yet to come next hour, we will revisit Ann Wilson in the New Music Spotlight this week. She's got two great songs this week, and we're fortunate to have her. We're also going to dip into some economic talk just after the top. But you got Assignment Desk Weekend and a brand new song written by the President of the United States. You didn't know that he had rap skills, but he mad ones. Speaking of mad skills, the producer for the new movie Ordinary Angels, which comes out in just a matter of days, is Kevin Downs. And I remember working with this fella back when Mom's Night Out, I think was the name of the movie that we first connected on a long time ago. But Kevin, it's good to see you. Welcome to That Kevin Show.
You know, I'm always a fan of anybody named Kevin, so good to be here.
Likewise, and to be on a show that's named after us. I mean, that's incredible.
It's really great. Actually, you know, the fact that it's called That Kevin Show, you don't put your last name on it. I might steal that graphic. Sounds good.
Well, you know, as long as you're talking about this interview, spread it as far as you want to. Hey, congratulations on Ordinary Angels. I've seen the trailer, and I've known about the movie for a while. It kind of got postponed in its – you had a fall release set for it, but someone named Taylor Swift decided to release her movie the same week and literally sucked all the oxygen out of the theaters of America.
Really did. Taylor Swift decided to dive bomb on our date, which actually turned out to be a good thing because we were in an actor strike. So if we had gone on that date, our actors wouldn't have been able to promote the movie. So apparently I owe Taylor Swift flowers and a big thank you card. Chiefs gear. I'm not sure.
That's it.
But anyway, we are in theaters nationwide February 23rd. Our actors are out promoting the movie. They absolutely love it. Hilary Swank, 2-time Oscar winner. And Alan Ritchson, who is known as Reacher on the popular Amazon show,
right,
are the two leads of this beautiful, wonderful, true story that just shows the heart and humanity, the heart of what humanity can be, where when you die to yourself and you put others' lives more important than you, and this true story about a little girl that needed a liver transplant, what a community did to rally in the midst of a 100-year storm in Louisville, Kentucky, to be able to save the life of this little girl. So it's just, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you cry. It's all the feels of the things that you get with a Kingdom Story Company movie, and it's going to be everywhere February 23rd.
Well, we want people to make plans and to go out and actually pre-reserve their tickets now, just in case Taylor Swift comes back. We want to own the seats in the theaters in advance.
Hopefully, she's occupied.
She's gonna miss the Super Bowl. I guess if the Chiefs make it to the big game, she's gonna be in Europe or South America or somewhere. So she shouldn't be anywhere near a theater on February 23rd. Kevin Downs, let me ask you, 2023 was a huge year for family-oriented and faith-oriented film in a way that we have not seen before. Jesus Revolution and some others just exploded in ways that really hadn't since Passion of the Christ. And I'm told that 2024 is going to be a very good year for your industry as well along those lines. You don't necessarily bill your stuff, you know, purposefully. You don't walk around with a sign saying, hey, this is faith and family friendly. But you are about doing stories that reach into people's hearts and minds and lives and souls, tell a really compelling story, but they're also something that you can take your kids to and not be embarrassed by it. How has your sector of the industry, in your mind, especially since the pandemic, responded to the demand from the marketplace?
Yeah, you know, if you go to a movie that's produced by myself or a Kingdom Story Company, that it's going to be safe. You can bring your family to it. It's going to give you a rush of hope, like all of our movies, going from Jesus Revolution back to American Underdog to Even I Can Only Imagine, I Still Believe, and many others. And that's our aim. Our aim is to kind of bring movies back into the theater that you feel good, you feel better about yourself, you feel better about your neighbors. Maybe you learned something, you were entertained more than 2 hours previous when you went into the movie theater. We don't get very many of those. But what I love is that the heartland, middle America, has shown, especially in 2023, that, you know what, we love these movies. We want to go see these movies. With Jesus Revolution, obviously doing really well. Sound of Freedom showed that in the summertime, that, you know, we're an audience, we're here. We would like to see more of this. And so you really vote like an election. At the cinema, you vote with your ticket. And Hollywood will respond to that. I mean, there's no agenda other than to make it's a business and for studios to actually put product out there that people actually want to go see. So the way to change that is to actually go and buy a ticket to the movies you want to see. So Ordinary Angels is the next one from us. You're going to love it. You're not going to be disappointed. We're doing pre-release screenings all over the place and getting a lot of standing ovations at churches and the communities and the groups that we're screening it for.
Talk to me about Hilary Swank, because to my knowledge, she's never done anything along this line before. An Oscar winner, obviously, a lot of gravitas having her on the set. And again, this story, it is a gut-wrencher. But it's also got a lot of comedic elements, and she's kind of a fish out of water in some ways in the character that she plays. Just talk about what it's like to have her as part of the project.
Yeah, we were really blessed to have her as a part of the project. Wasn't sure if she would say yes. Had read somewhere that her father had a lung transplant, that topic was very near and dear to her heart, which is a central theme of our story. And so we sent the script out with a little note from the director, John Gunn, who did a fabulous job, and she responded to it. And that was one of the reasons why that she responded to it, is the theme and the subject matter is very close to her, and the script really resonated with her, and she does such a great job. Her role is very almost Aaron Brockovich type, and so that she could really sink her teeth into and show her incredible acting chops and skills, and she does really good.
The range of who she's playing is just incredible, and I can't wait for my folks to be able to go see it and to tell their friends about it. It is one of these films that Kevin was just describing. It's gonna make you laugh. It's gonna make you cry in places. We'll be seeing it on the weekend of the 23rd. We hope everybody else does as well. Kevin, thanks for being with us.
Kevin, thanks for having me.
You got it.
See you again.
Kevin McCullough, That Kevin Show, New Music Spotlight next. Ms. Country herself, Ann Wilson. Stay here.
Stick around for more of That Kevin next. That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
A talented artist with music on two major charts, both the Christian and country charts. It's the number three song in the nation. Here's Ann Wilson, Strong.
Strong. Try to make them all think I'm strong. Yeah, the face I keep pulling on says I ain't tired. But these tears ain't eyes ain't lying. It's hard. Nobody told me I could be so hard. A weary soul with a worn out heart that's barely beating. But every time I get that feeling,
concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again.
Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.